Shalom Vrache. We're going through another week of Klal Yisrael's Nisoyon, a personal Nisoyon. And we want to be mechazik, what we're saying always. Our goal in this period is not to get past it, it's to take advantage of it. That's what Hashem wants from us. Hashem puts the situation in our hands. We can bring the Yeshua, and we could also grow tremendously from the situation, but the fact that we realize that even when we're a Bitzara, Hashem is with us in the Tzara, and Hashem wants us to show Him that we are with Him. Mitzad Echad, to be noisy ba'oil with others, feel the Tzar of other Jews, Mitzad Hasheni, feel the Simcha of the fact that we're Hashem's chosen nation, the fact that we're the center of the world. And the whole world is getting together, or fighting each other, however you want to call it, around us. It's because we are the center of the world. If we're the center of the world, it means that we have a responsibility. The Remel says this concept in the Posik, Kapitul Mem, Ashri Agever Asher Som Hashem Yiftachoi. How fortunate and happy a person should be, and will be, if he puts his bitochen Hashem. We realize that Hashem is the only one that can save him. And he didn't turn to the ones who externally look very powerful, brazen, and the ones that have all kind of promises that they cannot themselves keep. They're not reliable. That's what it is. We have all the Ummas HaOlam that want to help us, don't want to help us, for us, against us. All that is not relevant to us. Whatever we can take advantage, we'll take advantage. And unfortunately, we do need the physical help, but we do not put our bitochen in that. These are kelim, tools that Hashem is making available to us. But the Nitzocha and the Yeshua is Som Hashem Iftachu, how much we put our bitochen in Hashem. And that gives a person a wonderful feeling that I'm so fortunate to have things right, to be connected to the real superpower, the power behind the entire world, Klal Yisrael. I met a cousin of mine who was in Gaza. He's going back. The tank forces over there. We're talking a little bit. He told me, you know, by us, everybody has very strong bitachon Hashem. Everyone's trying to be mischazik, and we know that everything's in the hands of Hashem. But we need that the people in the oref, the people in their homes, should feel the same way. We need that chizik. He told me it's a nice thing, people bringing food, we have loads of food. But the thing we really feel we need is that Klal Yisrael all over the world, behind the scenes, should be mechazik themselves in the bitachon. They know. They feel that's the thing that's going to protect them. Time goes on, and many of us are getting used to the situation, unfortunately, or getting worn out, or whatever you want to call it. We have to realize what this boy is saying is so accurate. We have the power, it's by us. Whether it be our Tehillim, not to feel, oh, I said enough Tehillim. Just like a soldier doesn't feel, I fought enough, and okay, take it easy now. No, the war is still going on. Lives are in danger. We need so many Yeshuas. We have to mechazik self, keep on going. If you need to refresh it, try to think of ways of refreshing it. If you want to say a different tehillim, a different time, different group, whatever it is, whatever you need for yourself. Well, the same when, do what you've been doing. It's important to be mefalsim that we have an ashul every night. After Ma'ariv, we have 15 minutes of Tehillim. Halavai, all the shuls would have it. But there are some shuls that do. Take a little extra time out. We have to realize that so many, their whole regular life is at a standstill. They're spending the whole day in the front lines and the back lines. So for us, we're talking about a few minutes here with our tefillahs. Whatever we're doing, realize this is a special opportunity. Ashrei Gever, how fortunate one should feel that Hashem gave us this opportunity to be botech in Him, to get out of our just hergel, the way we used to do things. We haven't shaken up. We feel good about it. This is a gift from Hashem to bring us closer to Him, to make us part of the ones that are going to bring Siyata Shemaya, this specific war, but the Iker will bring us Siyata Shemaya to have the Geula. That's what we had in Mitzrayim, and those ones who went with the Kodesh Baruch Hu went out of Mitzrayim with Zeicha L'Cheiris Olam. We should also be Zeicha to those that bring the real Cheiris Olam of leaving this Golus B'mheirah Yemeinu.